Welcome to this episode of Loyalty Discussions with White Label Loyalty. In this episode, we'll dive into the things that you need to consider when building a successful loyalty strategy. We've identified five key questions that will help you create a loyalty program that meets your business goals and resonates with your customers. Let's begin with the most crucial question. What exactly do you want your loyalty program to achieve? Defining clear business goals is the foundation for a successful program. Whether you're aiming to drive new customer acquisition, boost retention, collect more customer data, or enhance brand awareness, your goals will shape every aspect of your strategy. And you don't have to limit yourself to just one goal. A well-designed loyalty program can serve multiple objectives simultaneously. For example, if your primary focus is acquiring new customers, you might structure your program around encouraging referrals. This could mean offering points or rewards to existing customers who bring in friends and family, or giving special discounts to new signups. On the other hand, if your goal is to improve customer retention, you might emphasize rewards for repeat purchases or loyalty over time. Whatever your objectives, knowing them upfront is key to choosing the right program features and ensuring your efforts align with your business strategy. Next, let's talk about value. Not just in terms of pricing, but in the deeper sense of how your customers feel when they interact with your brand. Today's consumers are looking for more than just discounts. They want to feel recognized, understood, and appreciated on a personal level. So the question is, how can your loyalty program make your customers feel genuinely valued? Think about it. What kind of experience can you offer that will make your customers feel special and keep them coming back? Is it personalized offers based on their shopping habits? Exclusive access to sales or events? Maybe it's a tailored reward that reflects their individual preferences. The key is to use your program to show your customers that you see them as individuals, not just transactions. This is also where you can differentiate your brand from competitors. By understanding what makes your customers tick, you can offer rewards that they'll actually use and enjoy. It's about creating a program that not only meets their needs, but also surprises and delights them. Now, let's dig into the data. Customer data is the backbone of any successful loyalty program. The question here is, what kind of data do you need to collect to make informed decisions and drive your business forward? Data collection isn't just about gathering information. It's about turning that information into insights that can power your marketing strategies and personalize the customer experience. For example, capturing data on customer purchase history can help you identify trends and preferences, allowing you to offer more relevant rewards. There are various methods to collect this customer data through a loyalty program. You could use receipt scanning, card linking, or integration with your POS system or CRM. Each of these offer different advantages depending on your business model. The goal is to capture the right data that allows you to segment your audience and tailor your marketing messages effectively. And it's not just about marketing. Personalized rewards are a direct outcome of understanding your customers. When you know what your customers like, you can offer rewards that they will value, increasing the likelihood of repeat business and long-term loyalty. This targeted approach is much more effective than broad, generalized campaigns and rewards, because it speaks directly to the individual needs and desires of each customer. Next, think about what behaviors and activities you want to drive. When businesses start thinking about loyalty programs, the first thing that often comes to mind is the financial aspect: how to give rewards without cutting into profit margins. But here's the thing. A successful loyalty program isn't just about transactions. It's about driving the behaviors and activities that matters most to your business. So, what exactly do you want to encourage? Is it increasing the average purchase value, boosting purchase frequency, or perhaps re-engaging customers who've become inactive. Maybe you want to expand your social media presence or gather more customer reviews. The key is to identify the specific actions that will benefit your business and then design your program to reward those actions. For example, if you want to increase social media engagement, you could reward customers for sharing your content or posting about their purchases from you. If your goal is to increase foot traffic into your physical stores, you might offer rewards for checking in via a geofence. But remember, it's not just about the rewards themselves, it's about creating emotional loyalty. Studies show that customers who feel an emotional connection to a brand spend up to 46% more. So think about how your loyalty program can foster those connections, whether it's through personalized rewards, exclusive offers, or simply making your customers feel valued every time they interact with you. And finally, let's focus on the customer experience. A great loyalty program starts and ends with the customer in mind. The question you need to ask yourself is, how can you create an experience that your customers won't be able to get anywhere else? The user experience, or UX, of a loyalty program should be top of mind. A seamless, frictionless experience is essential because even the most enticing rewards won't matter if your program is difficult to use. You want your customers to enjoy interacting with your program from signing up to redeeming rewards. Think about it. How easy is it for your customers to join your program? Is the interface intuitive? Can they quickly see their points or rewards balance? Is it simple to redeem rewards? The easier and more enjoyable you make the experience, the more likely customers are to engage with your program regularly. Of course, these aren't the only questions you'll need to consider when designing your loyalty program. You'll also need to decide on the type of program you want to run, whether it's a tiered system, an app that features gamification, or something else entirely. And that's where we come in. The White Label Loyalty team is here to help you navigate these choices, providing the guidance and support you need to create a program that really resonates with your customers and gives them a reason to choose you over your competitors. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. We hope these insights help you take the first steps towards building a successful loyalty strategy. If you have any questions or want to learn more about how we can support your business, visit our website to view our loyalty resources. Or, if you're ready to start thinking about your loyalty scheme, speak to one of our loyalty experts. Remember, the journey to creating lasting customer loyalty starts with asking the right questions.